Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I mean? We gooey as shit down here. Nigga just trying to stay soft. Trying to stay gooey, you know what I mean? Strap feeling myself right now, you know what I mean? Bad bitches on my dick already, you know what I mean? Rich. And I ain't even famous yet. That's the crazy part about it, you know what I mean? But it's DOS and DJ. RGF Productions, you already fucking know. Free my nigga back.
Yeah. Put 12 in my coat, that's and you out of liquor, nigga. I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga. Can't fuck what you fuck, nigga. I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga. Not in my entourage, a bunch of guilt. I changed that job, I changed it all. Put 12 in the coat, that's and you love, you out of love, nigga. I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga. I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga. I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga. Not in my entourage, a bunch of guilt. I changed that job, I it all. Niggas acting out of socket, I'm the plug, nigga.
I'm looking
plug,
at
nigga.
My pockets, you can tell that I'm a drug.
Y'all got an entourage, and you know they all fucking killers. All fucking killers, turn your strip. Zombie land when we hit the street.
Hit the
because
street.
You know them ones, them fiends, they come to
they
me.
Got a minute,
it's like a meet and greet. My pockets, they so green. My pockets, they so cheese. Like Green Bay on my head. These niggas know my name. It's fucking Jimmy, man. It's fucking Jimmy, man.
I'll
fucking rep the gang. It's DOS. It's nothing less. These niggas better cut a debt if you really want some respect from us.
Yeah.
Got a couple bitches.
Bitch.
And it's counting up my digits. I don't need the money counter if she coming up short. I put the bitch out the window like a fucking port.
She's been calling me the Sandman. Watch me throw it in a wax bag. Fuck niggas, I do not stand. All because I am stand up. You niggas don't want a problem. I be mad up to get the gas chump. My niggas blowing them pounds. My niggas really get down. Your hook, you coming around. She wanna taste, I put it in her face. She said that she wanna get down. She told me this, they fall up in your place. She said that she part of the team. She said she living out a dream. I took her out on a road trip. I show her things she never seen. I throw it up like Willie Beam. If I got beef, I got a beam. I just call up my nigga Wavy. I just call up my nigga Trap Guy. See Tino keep Nina, got the streets streaming. All these questions we don't ask why. I'm a killer game like a flat line. I'm a killer game like a flat line.
Put 12 in my coat, that's and you out of liquor, nigga. I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga.
I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga.
I can't fuck what you fuck, nigga. Now that's in my entourage, a bunch of guilt.
I changed that job, I
jail it
off.
Put
12. Yeah. Man, y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. Y'all switch guys, switch guys, switch guys. I'm fuck with a lot of these niggas.
How do y'all down my side through the fifth?
Cruise down west, my side through the six. Take you out the water, you won't turn it.
through. I wanna start to pull up in Porsches and push it in order. Diamonds on Jesus, he walk in the water. I'm fresh to death when they talk about touch. I dress to impress, I say fuck when they touch ya. Hope in my closet, see nothing but corpses. I like to die, have them walking in orange. Say, oh, I put it all on the line. I put it all on my life, yeah. I win it all at a time. I want it all when it's time, yeah. This is a part of the vibe. I want it all to be mine, yeah. I want it all to be mine. I want it all to be mine. I'll be uptown, might slide through the fifth. Cruise down, west side, slide through the sixth. Take it out of water, you gon' turn it to a fish. Put you on the scale, ain't gon' tell you what you is, motherfucker. You lie, and I'm talking to lie. Might hit you with that new line. Hey, no fish scale, fish scale for a little nigga. No fish scale for a little nigga. No fish, no fish scale.
One time for the birthday bitch.
One time.
Two times for the birthday bitch.
Two times.
Three times for the birthday bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday.
Go
ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday.
Go
ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on.
Hello. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Backline technical difficulties. Getting the show started with some live music kind of cut me off, but definitely getting ready to get it popping. Some fun on Philly Shine Radio. I already have my special guest in the building. Shout out to the BU. Lovely. If you're not already following on Instagram, hit up Instagram and find out how to check us out. Check out her music. Everybody she working with, we get ready to get to know my boo, DJ Six. Follow her at SIXXSPARENT on IG, because I'll be on there trying to check out your pictures, boo. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio, though.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You got that selfie game going, too. You A1 with the selfie game yourself.
Yes. Selfie A1 immediately all the time is important. You know what I mean? It's definitely important.
I was trying to teach them how to be close up.
Like, the close up was serious. That's why a lot of people, they say to me, oh, you look just like your Instagram. Like, when people see me, they be like, oh, you look just like your Instagram. Oh, you look just like yourself. Like, yeah, because I actually give you a close up of the face, not just, you know, poking out my butt and pushing some hair over there, like, whatever. But shout out to your beauty, show it off. Huh?
I'm terrible at the butt pictures. Like, I need lessons.
I need them too. Oh, listen, I'm gonna make, like, I like to be a little extra honest on my radio show, you know what I mean, for those who get to tune in, but I really need some help in the posing department. Like, it be real. Like, photographers who taking my picture, they already know. I'd be like, honest, you got all that butt poking out more to the left, to the right, arch your back. Do it hurt? You not doing it right then. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been like had that situation? Like, but I can't do it. Yeah. So they get what they get. It's big enough for you. It looks good. So whatever. Like, you know, I love my butt.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah, right. I love all this I got to talk about. But look at us. You know, it's always been an amazing rapport between us. And we can just, you know, start just talking shit. But tonight we're talking about your new music that you getting ready to put out, whatever. Weirdo.
Yes.
My son is the weirdest person ever. I'm sitting here at home doing my show. My son can't knock on the door. What is that? I don't even understand. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But shout out to Blog Talk, allowing me to be able to get it popping. And Clockaware Radio is definitely on live 8 p.m., but we'll talk about that. And I'm also sending them your new music as well, because I really fucks with Clockaware Radio, how they're supporting up-and-coming artists right along with mainstream banging hip-hop. Music always, yes. 8 p.m. on Thursday. So just know I've been sending your music out to a couple people, but we'll talk about that later. But tell everybody about the mixtape.
Well, it's mixtape form, but it's actually an album because I'm a rap and it's not hosted really heavily. But basically, my standpoint with music right now is I want to bring us the love back, you know, like everybody's, it's a lot of, The trend right now is pettiness, and I mean, I guess that's cool, but I feel like we're missing the love, especially amongst us, you know, amongst our community. So I feel like Adele is selling, so the love is still there. And I see so many people on social media, and through the day, it's
the
like,
weekend,
you know, forget them,
number
forget
one in
them.
Like a million countries. Mm-hmm.
Right, but at nighttime, even the savages at nighttime post about how they wish they had a boo and the bed is empty and, you know, they wish they had their Bonnie to the Clyde. And so I know that even the hardest of hearts at some point has a craving for love. So I want to keep that going because I think we underestimate how much even the hardest person I follow on Instagram, at some point I'm going to see them post about how they wish they had a girlfriend or if they only had a bee. I don't call women bees, but if you had a bee to be with you, you know, but that's their version of love. That's their version of what they think it is. So I just like to encourage that because I feel like we still have a big longing for that. So I want to keep that in the forefront. And we're not really writing R&B. It's a lot of, like, trap R&B. So I want to bring back
that. Right. It's definitely got that swing
like
in it, as we say.
Yeah, but I have, like, it's still current, and it's still, but it's more R&B than what I've been hearing lately. Like, even some of the traditional R&B singers are singing about side chicks and, you know, things of that nature. So I want to bring us back to the love.
So,
you know, I feel like we're missing that.
No, I feel you, because I love a good side chick song anyway. I was going to take pictures of these boy keys on the bus because I was on the train or on the train or whatever, because I'm like, this he got to be number one side, nigga. Because how you dress regular like that, but you got all them keys on that way. You probably got a key to every bitch crib. But that's like what people are into. But you have to just kind of just, like, look at it like that's their journey until they're like, oh, yeah, I want to be fulfilled in other ways, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But inspirational music or, you know, a good old head always help them out.
Hopefully.
You looking out for
them
in that ass, but please, you ain't even got to tell me. People need to get their pop-pops.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
But even if you look at the side chick situation, even in those situations, there's still some essence of love there to get it popping like that, to get it, you know.
No,
still
yeah.
Kind of the attraction and the love is still kind of in there, even if it's kind of, you know, corrupt in certain instances. There's still some level of.
Yeah, but no, but like what it is. But yeah, no, but I feel like even what you're trying to say, and then even for what I'm trying to say is, like, acknowledge the fact that it's not, you know, really fulfilling what you're doing. You know what I mean? And don't be like, I don't understand how, you know, nowadays people are even promoting that they're the side chick, because it's like, not a good, you know, like, that's the stress you are on your life or whatever, the fighting and the drama. Go ahead, like, you know, be a known side nigga, side chick, whatever, and enjoy your life. But like you said, when you get home, you're going to be like, oh, where my number one at? You know what? My homegirl from Atlanta had me on her show, and she was interviewing some Stone Cold pimp. Shout out to everybody checking out the show. I would definitely get ready to hit up DeMel and tell him I need him tonight, but he's on the line as well, as we got some people from the 215, the 610 area, but definitely press one and get with us. But my peoples was interviewing these Stone Cold pimps, and as I was talking to them and hearing how they was, like, rhyming, like, they was real rhyming pimps, like, you know, the ones that rhyme, like, and really talk about how they get this money with these, want them girls to get this money. And, I was really talking to him. I was like, well, don't you really want to, you know, like, have that love? Like, it's one thing to say that you're, you know, going to be with a woman. But when you really love her, you know what I mean, you really care about her, y'all have that connection, the sex is better, the relationship is better. So, you know, that love is really powerful. And I feel like even the world needs love. Like, that's a lot of what I say on, you know, my social media, when I talk to my friends. That's my artist Sina Young's whole thing, is It's All Love with two V's and the word love. You know, a lot of people are taking love pledges, and you're actually bringing us some love music, and I got a few of your records on Genzek. So we definitely will go through them. We're going to check out different people calling in tonight, as well as shout out to all the X Squad DJs supporting, reposting the show, everybody showing love to myself and everybody else, I guess you could say. Like, and everybody who's going to show love to DJ Six, and definitely follow my girl. Now, what do you do more? Are you more on Instagram? Are you more on Facebook? Which one are you on the most, like, as far as social media?
I would say Instagram, because I feel like it's helped me to build as far as brand recognition, And, like, you know, I've been DJing for a long time, and I've been singing for a long time, but I really had to get my social media game up because it's helped, like, with other artists when they see me. You know, people recognize you more when they see your face. Like, Facebook is cool, but I was meeting mostly, like, you know, Facebook is, like, people who know people you know. So it doesn't bring you outside of your circle. And what I like about Instagram is that I've met people in different countries. Like, I get a lot of people hitting me up from other countries. And, you know, I don't know, I think some people think I might be a little foreign. So I get a lot of people who hit me up from different age groups and different parts of the country, different countries, like a lot of Brazil, a lot of Russian. I get a lot from Russia. I get a lot from Spanish-speaking countries. And it's really opened me up to have contact with people in other areas. So it's not just me trying to work just the city. Because I think my stuff is really, like, global. Like, I could hear it in other places. So it's helped to spread the brand past, way past where I'm at. So I think Instagram probably is my main thing, definitely.
Now, what's the name of your album that you're putting out, your mixtape album?
Well, the current one is Six Delicious. The next one, I don't want to give the name away yet, but it's going to be in the Six. It's still going to be Six themed. And I'm going to continue the love. It's going to be more of the love theme. It may be a touch sexier, which I don't hope I don't scare nobody, because already I'm getting a lot of, you know, it's sexy. But it's going to be more of that.
What is Sugar High about?
Sugar High is about when you're getting, you know, affection from somebody you really feel in. And, you know, like, I don't know, everybody doesn't like kids, but if you're a kisser and you're booed up and, you know, y'all are getting y'all affection on, and, you know, when it starts feeling real good, that's the Sugar High. That's when you get that high. When you get that
nice.
Love good, you know.
Well, we're going to take a music break. We're going to definitely check out some music from my guest, DJ Six. We have so much to talk about. Not only is she a singer, she's also a DJ, model, does promotion, keeps it popping. So we will get to know her. Let's check out Sugar High. We definitely going to get into some music from my boy, Sean King.
Shout out to the wheelchair, really
out tonight. You're my Sugar High, sweet out of
track was hot.
We definitely had to take a little break. We get ready to get into some more music. And this is my boy Sean King, what it looks like. We just had that Sugar High, baby. Shout out to DJ Sick of the Children.
Take her to the palace, pay that whole way straight through college. She gon' ride for a nigga, no malice. And you fuck niggas ain't no challenge. Tipping the scale, no balance. When the feds come, she gon' be solid. When the feds come, she gon' be solid. Shut up. I'm holding it down, she holding it down. We working our way up. Stay to the top of the penthouse, the condo, you know we go way up. I'm pouring out liquor for all of my niggas until I go way up. It's Remy and Joe, and you know how it go, we go all the way up.
Nigga from the bottom, make you know it ain't happening. Yeah, you tried it. Yeah, you tried it. a lot, but I can still hold it down. Ain't nobody fucking with me, I can let you shop around. Realest in the game, you was fucking with a clown. I be in the loop still, coming back around. Sliding through the town, all black caddy truck, never stick around. I just dick them down, tried it with a real one. Look what happened now. Look who laughing now. Tried it with a real nigga, no, it ain't happening. Nigga from the bottom, man, you know it ain't happening. Yeah, you tried it. Yeah, you tried it. Yeah, you tried it, bitch, you tried it. Yeah, you tried it. You know you tried it. Tried it with a ball player, no, it ain't happening. He ain't breaking all, so you know it ain't happening. Yeah, you tried it. Yeah, you tried it. Yeah, you tried it, bitch, you tried it. Yeah, you tried it. You know you tried it. Tried it with a real nigga, no, it ain't happening. Nigga from the bottom, man, you know it ain't.
Shout out to my boy Sean King doing his thing. That you tried it, and of course that would have looked like hot, crazy Megan Trick. Like Sean, you could do anything. Salute that royalty. Salute. Did you like it, Miss DJ?
I liked it.
Yeah, because you're also a DJ, and like let everybody know, like, what type of DJ are you? Are you like a house party DJ? Do you do the clubs? Or what do you like the most? Because a DJ is supposed to be able to do it all. But how do you DJ and sing?
Well, actually, the singing started the DJing because I was a singer first, but I kind of fell into it because I met the people that we're looking for a karaoke host, which is DJing and singing. So I do the music because I've been listening to music and loving music since I was so small. It was, like, natural for me to DJ because I could pull out stuff that, you know, like, I could pull out stuff that she might have forgot about or, you know, I got so much music and I know it all. So it just kind of was a natural progression. And as far as DJing goes, I've done everything except for a prom. I've never done a prom. I've done everything. I've done family reunions. I mean, anything. I love strip club DJing the best, though, I think, because it's fun, and I think you get a better chance to play more of stuff from independent artists. You can play more without people. You know, mm-hmm. On a regular club, people kind of want to hear, they want to sing to the songs, and they're drunk, and they want to hear what they know more. If you're in the strip club, mm-hmm. It's more like you have more freedom to really, like, do what you want to
break
do.
A record.
I enjoy
mm-hmm.
it. Like, it's fun. Yeah, it's a
yeah,
lot
but
of
you
fun.
Know what?
I
even
like the fact that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You like the fake what? Go ahead. I'll ask my question.
It's not like a lot of feedback. There's really like not a lot of female DJs that will work in the strip club because it's for some people it's intimidating to have to deal with all the personalities and the dancers. But I enjoy it. Like
I know.
I think it's a lot of fun.
I love it too.
Yeah.
I might be a DJ, a strip club DJ. I'm about to take somebody's job. You done inspire me. Cause even what you were saying, I was going to say, I relate to it. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to put that right music on to set the mood. And I'm a DJ sort of, but like, I'm like, I didn't put the name on it, but I know how to play some music. Ask DeMel. DeMel, my DJ. Shout out to the billions in the building. You got your mic open. Welcome back to Philly Sean Radio.
Hello.
Shout out to my permanent OG, always looking out for Philly Sean Radio, always on, always supporting. I appreciate it. Welcome back, yo.
Yo.
I got your girl in the building, and I want to thank you again. For introducing me to yet another powerful woman, you know what I mean? Like, this man knows him, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like one thing to just really be able to have somebody supporting
your career or even giving you opportunities and advantages or whatever. And I definitely want to chew XYDJCO Demel from our girl Nicole to DJ Six to Hershey Slim, all these women. Love them.
What happened was I always thought she was cute, but I need a DJ that's in Atlanta, you know, that's popping. You know what I mean? And I was like, hey, who can I have? You know what I mean? So I just went after her, and, you know, I told her I'm going to be professional. You know, I was liking you, but all that, I want to keep the business. And, you know, that's what I have done. You know, I text her sometimes, see if she all right. Or I call her. Sometimes she felt like I don't appreciate her when I don't repost herself stuff. But, you know, we're a team, you know what I mean? I'm supposed to have a radio show with her on Sundays, but I'm not able to do nothing till after the summer.
Ooh, that's something to look forward to. I know that's right.
She's a double threat. She interviews people. She has something called Six in the City. You know what I mean?
Listen, co-host.
You can sit back and watch TV, cross your legs. If you want to smoke what you smoke, you can't do that. If you want to drink what you want to drink, you can do that too. But when you sit back, you can always watch her on your YouTube. And now, you know, because I have been on her about her music, how to distribute her music and everything, and she just got it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, it's a lot. I was just talking to my one artist. It's a lot to go on. Like, you got to be ready to distribute that music, you know what I mean? Put that joint out, get that money. But
yeah.
I'm excited about you, Mr. Demel. You know what I mean? Always supporting. He be co-hosting. So he just finished the interview. That's all I really talk about. Like, no, I'm joking. I'm joking. He just told them everything they need to know. Like, no. But tell everybody, what clubs are you popping? Are you working at? What strip club? What's popping in Atlanta?
I'm DJing at Piano Bar right now. I was at a strip club, but that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. So I'm actually looking at a couple different new strip club. Yeah, you know how like it's a challenge for females in the business because, you know, strip club is known for a certain type of woman, so you know how that goes. But I'm actually interviewing with a couple of different ones, so we're gonna see what's up. But I'm DJing at Piano Bar, it's on Oak National. I DJ there on Saturday nights and it's pretty. It'd be like the strip club in there some nights. So when I get done with them too.
You better be like, take off your pants.
I swear I looked up one night and I thought I was in the wrong place because it was just like the strip club. Like, they go in. They have a lot of fun.
What's the wildest thing that's happened because of your music at a party? Like, what would you say?
People almost having sex. Like, looking like...
So what were you playing?
Sex happening. Like, I like to throw some sexy, like, it kind of irks me when I go in the strip club and I just hear, like, gangsta, gangsta, gangsta. Like, you got fine women. Sometimes you got to throw a sexy song on there. But I swear, Saturday, I was DJing. I told them if somebody got pregnant, I wasn't going to pay no paternity or child support. Because it was looking like, almost sex going on.
Was you playing that slow drag music?
I was playing a little combination of things. You know, I play a little fast. I don't play very much slow, but there's a couple of songs that they really get into, so I throw them in there. But we were actually twerking. We were actually on some twerk type music, and I'm talking about there was
ass everywhere. Like, it was everywhere.
Nice.
Everywhere. It was all kind of people dancing on people, and it got real. And I was like, hey, look, if anybody comes up, I'm not paying child support. It's not mine. Del Mari, I'm not the father. It's not my fault, so... Make sure y'all wrap it up.
They about to have that episode of Maury next week. I'm watching it too.
I made a debate on Facebook about slow dragging. Do anybody slow drag? Oh my God! Somebody gonna tell
what
me
what is slow dragging? Is that what Tiny and Floyd Mayweather was doing? Is that slow dragging?
Yes, something like that.
Oh.
You see people doing it?
Yeah, they do.
Slow dragging is a grind with is two people grinding.
I know what it is. I was joking.
Up and down, close.
Mr. DeMel. Yes. I love it. No, I know what slow dragging is. I was being smart. Definitely the news was popping yesterday with that. I was like, what? Or was that the other day? I don't remember. Whatever day that was. I was like, what? But I don't really care. But, yeah, you got to make people pop. Like, that's the best party when you see some ass cheeks. So, as long as everybody being respectable, you know what I mean, not grabbing no one in the pussy. Don't get it popping.
Oh, yeah. I like the booty shaking music, though. That gets it popping. when you get the girls popping, the guys can't help but to be popping. You know, you get the girls popping, you're good.
Shout out to everybody that's going to be popping tonight. We are definitely in the building for Money Hungry Thursdays down at Vanity Grand, which is going to be crazy. We got Dreamed Out hosting, Jersey coming through the building. Definitely shout out to King Moolah _ Moolah 609. Big ups to you, young cuz. We want some fun. I'm booty shaking. I'm going to be performing tonight as well as support my peoples and popping them bottles. So definitely have that fun later. That's why I'm even home doing the show because I got to get ready. Shout out to all my boos on their way to come get this pregame popping right. But we definitely... we'll be ready for the night. How was your holiday, too? When, like, I don't even think I asked you how was yours, Demel. Hope you guys had some love on Thanksgiving and a plate.
Yeah. I had beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes. No, I'm just kidding.
How much fun have you had with that song? I know that joy is the... I saw the actual sermon that she did. She definitely make me want to go to her church all the time. Like, what?
I played that song in the club. They went crazy. They went crazy when I played that song in the club. Everybody was twerking. They were twerking. Everybody, like, people just went crazy. Like, they was just
doing that's definitely what's up. I'm definitely looking forward to checking out how you party, you know, on some one-on-one shit, you know what I mean? Hopefully soon. I'm really trying to get down to Atlanta. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, we have fun. I enjoy it.
That's what's up. Like I wanna see like how much fun people really be having with that song, because I haven't heard it in the club yet, so maybe they'll play it tonight. I've been too busy, so.
Oh, yeah, they go
and
crazy. Everybody gets the
same. I ain't really been in the club, but I've definitely been working. Shout out to my boy, Fred the Godson, sent me some new music, and we're going to get into that Strawberries and Champagne by my girl, DJ Six. And who was the producer on this song?
Oh, wait, before we get into that, I need to give a shout-out to my team, to my producer, Willa Fool. He does a lot of things for Gucci and Future and Jeezy, but my music is like the others. He really makes everything. Like, he's one of the few producers I know that can do trap, that can do R&B, that can do house, that can do... So I really appreciate him for helping with my musical vision and my Willful Music team, Mr. Hunter and SCM. Like, they really, I've learned a lot, and
you know, with Jamel's assistance as well. I've learned so much, and, you know, everything is just going so well, and I'm getting so much positive feedback on the music, so I just really appreciate them. And I produced a couple of songs on the album myself. I ain't going to say I'm a producer.
Oh, what else can you do, man?
I know, but I do a little something. I do a little something.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Squad! X-Squad definitely working hard. Shout out to Demel. Definitely proud of you. You know what I mean? Young girl. I was like, Demel, I need something for my comeback show on Thursday. I ain't been around. I've been up to something. You know what I mean? I've been up to something. So we're going to talk about it today. We're going to play some music and get to know my girl, DJ Six, a little bit more. And who are on Saturday in Atlanta? But make sure you're at the piano bar with my girl. She said she turned that joint into a strip club.
I just need a bell, bell. Just give me a bell, bell. Now I just need a bell, bell. Bell, bell. People might have been a lot of men. People might have been. I'm talking fresh, swag. I'm talking fresh, what? Swag. Right. People might have been a lot of men. I need a bad one. Something like a diva talking fresh, swag. Swag. People might have been a lot of men. I need a bad one. Some bitches coming through. Steady down for the crew. Poppin' pussy up on you. I'm just stacking up the check. Mac 11, make it shake. Tell them names, give me space. Any problem, gotta face. Pins down to catch a case. I've been floating out of space. Got some buddies on my waist. Them niggas try to imitate. I just move them out the way. See, I gotta make a way. Get the US, I'm in the bay. You disrespect me, let it spray. Don't come correct to walk away. I get to fucking up your day. Got that mool, I never. My chick the baddest, watch it slay. Down and shoot a fade. Quit them glocks and let them spray. She a rider any day. What a quality make them pay. No. Fresh, what? Swag, right. People might have made a lot. I need a bad one. Something like a diva talking fresh. Swag, swag. People might have made a lot. I need a bad one. Something like a diva talking
fresh. Meaner, seen the pot hot, it's not Farina. From the block where you need paper to cop. Just like subpoenas, I know. Flows in arenas. Some I met in person, some over the net, just like Serena. Some I ate like that Beamer. Nah, I'm just playing, call. Dime piece, ask me, Gordo, what you waiting for? I want your babies on my face for showing 10 chance. Bring 9 of your friends and in 10 chance. We can talk about the future. Talk about your karma, my karma, that's Karma Sutra. I got condoms in the karma. You could go downstairs and get them. Your friend shower call from the shine. Yeah, I'm coming.
I'm talking fresh. What? Swag. Right. People might have been a lot. I need a bad one. Something like a diva talking fresh. Fresh. Swag. Swag. People might have been a lot. I need a bad one. Something like a diva. I got that money on my mind. Put them carrots right in line. I'm a boss of moving weight. You niggas working with a dime. Kobe in his prime. Push that whip and I'm a climb. Need that money right on time. Feeling blessed, I'm feeling fine. I'm not the one you can't define. I break it down, I break it spine. Hardy cowards in the game. Just move around and just resign. Why sell for the smell? Gallic kush before I die. See him watching how I move. Now what I do should be in crime. Better share the bed. Niggas sick, they looking mad. Throw that money in the bag. I'm not the type to have a friend. Grip it, make it back. Never fiction, only fact. Fuck her once she running back, but I don't cuff, I give her back. Fresh, what? Swag, right. People might have made a lot. I need a bad one, something like a diva talking fresh. Fresh, swag, swag. People might have made a lot. I need a bad one, Lord. Something like a diva.
On that new music. Shout out to Fred the Godson featuring Core. Having a little technical difficulty trying to find strawberries and champagne, but I'm going to get that popped in. We're going to figure that all out. That's nothing but a little couple buttons need to be repressed. I still got my girl in the building. And I got this song Crushing on deck.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
DJ Six, what's that song Crushing about? Crushing on.
Crushing. You know, I actually made it. And it's just basically about, you know, when you're feeling somebody, when you see somebody and you're feeling them and you're trying to figure out how you're going to approach. Sometimes you got to have
a little crush. You said you got a strategy. That's a strategy song. Oh, y'all, listen. Be able to get y'all some notes. Shout out to you.
Yeah, when you're trying to find the way to tell them, you know, tell them what's up. Or sometimes you don't. Sometimes you wait to see if there's a spark. You know, sometimes you just wait it out and see what's up. See what happens.
Oh, that's right. Well, definitely shout out to my girl doing her thing and Will the Fool who produced. What'd you say? Like mostly all the songs on there.
He did a lot. He did most of Dirty Sprite. He's got two songs on Everybody's Looking, which is Gucci's new album, and he's also got two songs on Walktober. He does a lot of stuff. He does stuff for Chief Keef, Ali Boy.
No, I know who Will the Fool is. Oh, he is. Yeah, shout him out, y'all. Y'all better know who Will the Fool is.
We had him on the conference call.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We definitely did.
Yeah, and he also does more than one thing because he's a rapper and a producer also. He has a project out called Willpower. And then, like I said, we getting ready to work on my second project. But he's really like production.
Yeah, hit him up. I got to get him. Yeah, hit him up. I definitely flex with Will the Fool. I still follow him, of course. Matter of fact, I think I got his song in my playlist. I'm about to check it out. About to double check.
Yeah, he's got some really good on his album, and it's really. And I actually co-hosted his project as well. I'm one of the DJs on his project as well.
All right, well, we're about to get this music popping, and we're gonna check out the track you actually produced. So I'm gonna let you know if I like it, but like I already like it. This is Crushing On by my girl DJ Six in the building.
I would lie if I said I didn't get attention. Big eyes every day, offering up that physical affection, but they don't make me feel any kind of way. Before he passed, I fell. I was searching others wouldn't do, but something changed. Something came true. I hope that this
I'm telling you I'ma get it by any means. The music in my blood, way deeper in my genes. So I lay it down and press it just to serve it to the fiends. So much pain in my heart, I just can't give it up for free. So many people gonna wanna ride my coattail. Where was the people when I was up in them hotels? Or in a hospital room when they wish me oh well. Hope you get better, letters written, I hope you don't fail. Hope is not an option, I'ma do it so well. I'ma have them wishing they did, go tell old both tell. Side to the story, each one has its own shell. Truth or lie, who knows, sometimes you can't tell. Friends become enemies, enemies turning to haters. They watching your every move, they envy you and all your paper. They plotting on killing you, taking everything you created. All because they didn't have the heart to hustle hard and make it. I'm just telling the truth, why would I lie, would I lie? People waiting on you, the door die, hey, die. You gon' need more than proof to choose a side. In the world full of pride, don't get lost. I'm just telling the truth, why would I lie, would I lie? People waiting on you, the door die, hey, die. You gon' need more than proof to choose a side. In the world full of pride, don't get lost.
Stop.
like